I'm Madeline Brandon. This is Day to Day. The airline industry has had a bad week. Bankrupt carriers are still trying to win concessions from unions, and everybody's dealing with a new fare war. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, first the big bankrupt airlines. Let's go with number one, United. What's the latest there?
Yeah, we should really say this is kind of just the latest bad week for the airline industry. United actually won approval from its pilots union yesterday for a new contract agreement, and that would have saved the airline $180 million a year. But today, a judge threw out that contract. The pilots had agreed to pay cuts and also agreed to let the airline scrap their pension plan. But what bothered the judge, apparently, was that this contract with Pilots Union had some caveats in it that other unions would have to have their pensions eliminated as well. The judge said, you know, each contract really needs to just deal with its own union. So this is just another setback for United. They are now in their third year under Chapter 11. The airline's asking for another $725 million worth of pay cuts from employees. It's already gotten $2.5 billion from them.
And let's turn to another airline, U.S. Airways, also experiencing similar problems.
Oh, yeah. There aren't many airlines that aren't in trouble, except the low-cost carriers. But U.S. Airways got the okay from their bankruptcy judge yesterday to basically just tear up their contract with the Machinists Union if the union doesn't agree to the wage and benefit cuts that the airline wants. The judge also terminated the pension plans for that Machinists Union and also the flight attendants. And on another note, Continental warned yesterday that if it doesn't get $1 billion in concessions from its employees, it's simply going to run out of cash by the end of next month.
Well, some good news for consumers, at least this week, from Delta. They lowered their fares and started a fare war.
Yeah, it kind of seems antithetical that you know, when you're hemorrhaging money, you start charging people less for your goods and services. But, of course, that's what a sale is all about, just bringing the customer to your door. We talked about Delta's plan earlier in the week. They are dropping the Saturday night stay requirement and lowering the fees that you have to pay to change your ticket, as well as pretty much capping economy class fares overall. Well, Northwest promptly matched that, at least closely followed it, as did US Air and American. So buy your tickets now. And, you know, Madeline, one other item here that shows kind of one of the trickle effects of this sagging industry. Delta announced earlier that it's abandoning its Dallas-Fort Worth hub. That's 24 gates at that airport that they had to fill, and it had to pay Delta $7 million because of that. Now the airport is so desperate to fill those gates that it's offering a year's free rent and $22 million in incentives to airlines that agree just to park there. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into whether the latest gadgets from the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas really live up to the hype.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thanks.